Unity. Unity and District Chamber of Commerce held their first in-person Celebrate Unity event since 2020 on March 6. The evening includes recognitions for milestone business achievements, new business introductions, new managers, new doctors, event committees, longtime individuals in the business community who have retired, and exemplary service recognition that comes from nominations received. Just over 200 people enjoyed a catered meal and a program outlining the recognitions being bestowed that evening. The gala event also included entertainment by Rising Star, Jake Vaudland, and the Sturgeon River Boys. The Unity and District Chamber of Commerce recognizes, honors, and celebrated the following businesses, committees, and individuals. Milestone Business Achievements. Milestone business achievements include a 60-year presentation to Delta Co-op. Rocky Mountain Equipment and Michael's Photography both received 40-year recognition, while Masterhand Signs was a 35-year recipient. Unity Motor Products and Grumpy's Music were both acknowledged for their 25 years in business in Unity. Grumpy's Music sells musical equipment and instruments as well as offers some service. Owner Dan Wilgenbusch also offered guitar lessons to many students throughout the years. Wilgenbusch has been part of a band, and as an individual entertainer for more than 40 years. Unity Motor Products was purchased June 1, 1997, from Don's Motors Limited by the Ulmer Auto Group. Dennis Oborowski. Brian Wojtyk purchased Oborowski's shares in UMP and became the GM. Many changes were part of this downtown location, including a $1 million renovation done in 2012, renewing the location both inside and out. UMP GM Wojtyk is active in the community as a volunteer and as a supporter of multiple causes and organizations. He has been a past recipient of Unity's Citizen of the Year Award. Masterhand Signs has been part of Unity's business community for 35 years, thanks to owners and managers, Pat and Ruth Welter. Wanting to raise their family in a smaller community, they chose Unity to set up their business. The Welters have been able to do their work locally, nationally, and internationally, having work in Scotland, Hawaii, and elsewhere in the United States. Many businesses have been rebranded and had help marketing themselves thanks to the signage and work by Masterhand Signs, and the Welters say there is nothing more satisfying than to put in visually the image of what the business owners feel about their business. Michael's Photography owner Michael Solowski has been part of Unity for 40 years. Solowski moved to Unity July 1, 1982, and he maintains this was one of the best decisions of his life. Over his 40 years in business, he has volunteered for many projects to promote Unity and the larger trading area. Solowski was also named Citizen of the Year in 2011. After 50 years overall in business, 40 of them in Unity, Solowski is transitioning to semi-retirement, still being available by appointment for passport and other photographs as well as framing options. 40 years ago, Unity Farm Power, under the ownership of Burke Moody, acquired the New Holland and versatile dealer, Univille Enterprises. Over the years, the company structure changed with new partners added but continuing under the name of Moody's Equipment, until February of 2020 when it was purchased by Robertson Implements. 2.5 years later, November 1, 2022, Rocky Mountain Equipment, RME, acquired Robertson Implements, even though, over the years, there have been several name and ownership changes in Unity. The familiar faces of their staff continue to greet customers for all of their 40 years in business. Greg Gumpinger started 40 years ago in the parts department, moving to parts manager, to sales, sales manager, and now serves as branch manager. 60 years of business in a community is a remarkable achievement, and Delta Co-op has been just that, mainstay business in Unity. Their history is rich in partnerships, community involvement, and making sure their customers know and feel they are at home there. Delta Co-op serves out of locations of Macklin, Luseland, Wilkie, and Unity. The milestone business recognitions include 225 years of business commitment to Unity. New business introductions. New business introductions included Forbes Lawn Care, Dustin Forbes, Round Valley Foods, Amber Uzelman, Standout Dance Collective, Courtney Smith. Forbes Lawn Care offers lawn care and tips to residents. Round Valley Foods became increasingly more well-known for their freeze-dried product introduced online, then a surge in popularity after the Christmas trade show in Unity, and now their product is offered at Unity's Rise Plus Grind location. Standout Dance Collective owner and instructor, Courtney Smith, grew up dancing in Unity, and her love of dance transitioned into owning and teaching at her own dance studio, located on Main Street. Smith has already been part of community engagement, painting their location sidewalks for Every Child Matters and donating to a number of community causes. All of the milestone and new business recognized have social media pages that can help provide more information on their work, as well as a write-up was included in the booklet available to attendees at the Celebrate Unity event. New managers and new doctors recognized. New managers and new doctors were acknowledged and included Jack Neal as the new manager at Compass Minerals. Dr. Nathan Chung, Dr. Kelsey Lazar and Dr. Dina Shaw were all welcomed and introduced to the community. MC Gerald Hauta made mention that Jack Neal was the first Compass Minerals manager to be born and raised in Unity. He also noted the community's thanks and appreciation for all the young doctors making Unity their home, and he hopes they remain in the community for many years to come. It was also nice to recognize Dr. Linda Blome, as well as to welcome three new doctors to Unity. "We are so fortunate with our medical care in Unity," says Unity and District Chamber of Commerce President Helena Long. Retirees John Gotchick was presented acknowledgement for his many years as manager of Compass Minerals. Dusan Maljan received a round of applause for his 63 years in business with Maljan's Shoe Repair on Main Street. Dr. Linda Blome was also thanked and acknowledged for her years of service as a physician at Downtown Medical Clinic. Gotchick was employed by Compass Minerals Canada Corp. and its predecessors, Sifto Canada and Domter Chemicals, from June of 1970 until September of 2020, a total of more than 50 years with the same employer. Recently, Gotchick has been doing some consulting work for Jack Neal at the Unity plant. Dusan Maljan owned and operated Maljan's Shoe Repair for 63 years in Unity. His story was included in the Unity Wilkie Press Herald and Sasktoday.ca documenting his emigration to Canada after fleeing Yugoslavia, now Croatia, in 1955 and starting up a business that operated for more than six decades. The stories those two old theater chairs in his business could tell, as that was where Deuce, as he was fondly referred to, offered the bartender's ear in his shoe shop. Maljan was given a rousing standing ovation following his presentation, evidencing the admiration of the community for his years of service in the community, as well as the friendship he offered to everyone. Dr. Linda Blome moved to Canada and served as a physician at Downtown Medical Clinic in 1987. Blome says, "It has been a privilege to serve and live in Unity for longer than I lived in any other place in my life. Even though my heart is still in Africa where my roots are, my home is in Unity. I am forever grateful for this community and its people for accepting this alien and making me a Canadian. It is with a thankful heart that I live and serve God in our town." Exemplary Service Award. The Unity Wilkie Press Herald staff were surprised to be nominated and acknowledged in the Exemplary Service category. Jackie Bozer, Sherry Solomko and Tim Holterf were in attendance to hear the nomination that was submitted and receive an award for exemplary service. The nomination started with, "I am wanting to nominate another important business, our local newspaper, who saw us through a pandemic when for many, receiving the Herald was the highlight of their week, when most people were confined to their homes. Supply chain issues did not affect them, but a swift reduction in human resources did. In March 2020, all freelancer contracts were cancelled, leaving Sherry Solomko as the sole reporter, photographer tasked with filling the pages of the paper with items of interest to readers. No easy task when there were no sports, no major events, and no celebrations. Adjustments needed to be made with staff and other cuts due to the pandemic affecting all business in the community, and the Press Herald was no exception. The staff adjusted, persevered, and moved forward, ensuring the community's experience with the pandemic would be chronicled and there was still news to share, as well as other aspects of this local business would be carried on." Several ad features created by Tim and Jackie enlisted advertisers to thank frontline workers and other heroes who continued to serve the community through the pandemic shutdown and eventual restart. The Junior Men's Baseball Provincial Committee was thanked and recognized for their efforts in hosting their event in Unity, as part of the evening's program. Following dinner and presentations, a short intermission was held before the entertainment of Jake Vaudland and the Sturgeon River Boys performed for the crowd. Vaudland's traditional and unique style could be described as a blend of bluegrass and 50s rockabilly. The Entertainer received four 2022 Saskatchewan Country Music Awards. The entertainment portion of the evening earned high praises from those in attendance. Chamber President, Helena Long, says, "It was fabulous to have an in-person event once again for Celebrate Unity, to honor and acknowledge many of our outstanding businesses, welcome some new businesses and recognize people who bring provincial events to Unity. As usual, a delicious meal to start off with, served by another local business, and then Jake Vaudland and the Sturgeon River Boys put on a joyful, fun performance, a perfect way to cap off the evening."